Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Expressions, and we are talking about living out this trust and this faith and this life in Christ that we have out there in the real world. And so we've got Drew Klein, I've got Daisy Klein here talking about that real world of music and songwriting and all that stuff. And if you haven't caught the previous three episodes, go back and check those out. Some great conversations had between Daisy and Drew here. So Daisy, what are you currently working on right now when it comes to songwriting, music, whatever?
Yeah. So recently I think it was in April, I released a single called Big Girls Don't Cry.
Mm-hmm. That was, loved, you know, it. I was like, what is it? Fanboying? Is that the correct terminology?
Yeah.
I was like, that's the coolest thing ever. So yeah,
we're very excited about that. That was super cool to just, you know, say I have something that got on platforms. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's just, that was super cool. But right now,
so where can people go and hear that song?
Anywhere you listen to music. Yeah.
Okay.
It's on all platforms.
Okay.
So.
But specifically for old people like me, when you say all platforms,
okay, so,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, I got it. Spotify, Apple Music, it's on YouTube.
And they just need to look up Daisy Klein, Big Girls Don't Cry.
Yeah.
All right.
Or the website.
Daisy Klein.
Oh, okay. There you go. You got a website. All right. What are you working on now?
Right now we're working on the newest single called Blink. We're going to release it as soon as possible. We're really close, so we're very excited about that.
Very, very cool. Can you give us like a little taste of what that song is about?
Yeah. It's a very personal song to me. It's about a friendship that, you know, kind of fell out.
Uh-huh.
And I think a lot of people can relate to that. Just, you know, seasons change and people leave your life and people join your life. So it's definitely one that means a lot to me.
Very good. So you've released a single. You're getting ready to release another single. What's the dream here, Daisy? Like when you sit and imagine, what does this look like in 10, 15 years, do you think?
You know, ultimately, my goal and the dream is to follow Jesus, mm-hmm. and to, you know, stay in line of what does he have planned for my life? Because it's not about, you know, maybe what I want to dream about or what I, you know, want to pursue, because it's about, you know, what he has planned for me more so. But if I were to, like, you know, put my finger on it of, like, what would be super cool, you know, just to stay in music. It's what I've loved, what I've always loved. And if that's possible, I'd love to, you know, maybe be a singer-songwriter, you know, keep writing stuff, keep producing stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I just want to stay in music, honestly.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Drew, as a father.
Yeah, I'm like Clint.
like my son's dream, I think, is to play the organ at a minor league baseball park or something like that.
That's so cool.
So, yeah. As you're watching all this unfold and develop, what's the dreams and hopes as a father?
Well, I think I said in an episode earlier, I want her to know the Lord and make him known.
Yeah.
But as we've said in these episodes, that doesn't necessarily just mean that she has to be a worship leader or has to be in Christian music. She can take the light of Jesus to the world in other ways.
Yeah.
But it also doesn't mean that she may be a worship leader. So I'm trying to just let her discover that, not influence too much of that, because I want the Lord to do that in her own heart and life. But as long as she lives for him and knows him, then I can't wait to see what he does in her. That's all that matters.
And that's kind of the really cool things. We can have dreams and we can have plans and all that stuff. But and oftentimes we get to fulfill those. But it's amazing how God uses these obscure parts of our life too, that in amazing ways. So you think about David and his music, and then he ends up being king.
Right.
Like music is not the center thing there.
Right.
But his heart is expressed in music, and that's one of the things that makes him who he is and why God uses him in that way.
Yep,
so
totally.
That's exciting. That's part of the great adventure, right? That's part of the adventure of being a follower of Christ, is you don't know what it's going to look like today, what he's going to ask you today.
Right.
And so that's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
So next week, we're actually going to have Daisy. She's got her guitar here, and she's gonna play us something on next week's episode of Day by Day Expressions.